morning. It's time now for It's Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family. Here are your hosts, W.K. and Ken Boyce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Dan?
Doing wonderful. Great, beautiful day out there.
It's wonderful outside here in the Ozarks.
You know, I just got back from San Diego. I thought I'd bring a little bit of that sunshine and with me.
We appreciate it. Good morning. Everyone who's listening this morning, if you've not yet called anyone to say, you need to listen to this program, I encourage you right now to call a friend and say, what you're going to hear over the next hour is going to benefit your life. Because this morning we're talking about marriage and about healthy marriages. We're talking about what strong marriages mean, and not only what they look like, but also how they benefit people.
As we're all looking forward to the summertime, we're looking together with family and friends. As we look at our own families and our own marriages, that is something that should be one of the greatest times of our life. And we want to make sure that you have a chance to do that, to have the best marriage, to have the best life possible, to be there for your spouse, be there for your kids, and to soak up every ounce of it, just like the sunshine today.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, a lot of times, especially on call-in talk shows like this, people want to call in and talk about what's wrong and how life has not treated them well, and really just maybe have a gripe session or a complain session. You know, there's a time for that. But this morning, there's not time for that. What I want to focus on today are successes in your marriage, successes in your families. And I'd like for you to call us and talk about that with us at 862-9977 if you're here locally. If you're outside of Springfield, it's 1-800-375-0056. And if you're on your cell phone, it's star 56. So marriage itself and the way family is talked about and the way family is portrayed, even within and among our own kinfolks, can affect a lot of how we see marriage and how we really believe our marriage can either be successful or not.
Looks like this morning we have Don from Springfield. Don, are you there?
Yes, I'm glad you're hitting on a topic that rubber meets the road, Springfield Marriage and Family. First of all, I'm coming from a Christian point of view. I know we have a 50% divorce rate and families are breaking up, and we have, I grew up in a one-parent family without a father.
Yeah.
And I grew up with a mother. She's a godly mother. She raises boys. We grow vegetables. We grew up dirt poor, but my mom passed away, was the most godly mother in America. Yeah, I was sort of taking the blame from a caseworker saying, well, other people didn't have a mother like you that raised you with godly principles, Dr. Stanley, Dr. Falwell, the preachers, you know, and going to church. What makes a healthy marriage is when you surrender your rights to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as Charles Stanley, and I've heard Dr. Dobson, I'm sure you heard of him, focused on the family.
Oh, yeah.
When you surrender your rights as marriage partners to the cross of Christ, as Dr. Stanley taught me over the years, I've never been married, it's my fault. But I think the problem with marriages and what we're seeing today in the family in America is that we have a lot of sin going on that's not being dealt with from the church pulpits, as Jerry Falwell said. That's why we have mental problems, and I just want to voice my comments.
Well, thank you very much, Don. Appreciate your call. You know, there's a lot of truth, Don, in what you just said. I agree that in every marriage there must be an ultimate accountability to a higher authority than self. And that's where many marriages get caught up and really get tangled up and stumble and fall apart, is that one or both do not feel accountable to any kind of higher authority in their life. And the only authority in their life are themselves, or perhaps even a parent or a friend or someone else. And a lot of times it's just plain old self that gets in the way. And so, Don, you're absolutely right. From a Christian value system, we surrender our will, of course, to God. And it's important, absolutely important, that we feel accountable for our words and thoughts and behaviors in every aspect of our relationship with each other in our marriage and in our family. And that's true with not only with spouses, husbands and wives to each other, but also with parents and children. We at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we are in the counseling business. We work with a lot of hurting marriages, a lot of hurting families. Parents are struggling with teenagers. Parents are struggling to make a go of it early in their marriage. And some parents, especially after 20 or 25 years, are really working hard to make things happen for the better than how they were raised. But a lot of times the parenting issues get in the way, and again, self gets in the way. So this morning I really want you to look at and know that you can have a good marriage. You can have a so-so marriage. You can have a marriage that is rocking along pretty well and still make it better. At Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, our counselors are there not only to help in times of crises, in times of hurt, but also in times when you're wanting to make something that you have that's good, make it even better.
Absolutely, to be able to rekindle the fire. It's an old joke that, you know, I dated, had this beautiful woman. She came down the aisle just radiant. 5 years later, I rolled over and wondered who in the world was this I just woke up next to. You can get back to it. You can have that fire, and that fire can be rekindled. That fire just needs life, it needs oxygen, it needs things to be put back into it. And a lot of times we do not spend the time investing in our spouse. We do not spend the time nurturing and wanting to help the other person. Now, this goes for both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to get back and to be able to keep that flame going. At the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we want to have those marriages that are on fire. When people have cars and they drive off the car lot, and 5 years later the car isn't running quite as well as it used to, what do? We take it into a mechanic.
That's what
we get
do.
A tune-up. But if someone says, you know, I think we may need to go to counseling, oh no, this negative connotation comes floating through the air. And if your friends find out, what if they find out?
It's something very secret, very shameful.
What if they find out?
Yeah.
Tell them, absolutely, we went to go see it. And it's the greatest thing that ever happened. You want to be proud of your marriage. You want to be proud of your family. You want to do everything you can to supercharge that life. Guys, we sit out there and we fix up our cars. We put 20-inch wheels on it. We put on low-profile tires, supercharge it, port and polish the heads. I mean, and guys, I know the women out there going, what in the world is he talking about? Guys, you know what I'm talking about. Now, what if we could do that with our spouse and with our marriage? Would you do it? Do you want to have that girl that you dated, that one that you fell in love with, and you want that love to grow? You have to spend some time putting things back into it, keeping it maintained. If we go out and buy a brand new car, and we never change the oil, we never service the transmission, we don't clean the air filter in it, that thing runs until it just runs in the ground, you blow it, throw a bearing, and you're out. The car, it's done. So many times, that's what we do to our marriages. From the get-go, we hit full throttle. 2 years, 3 years later, they're gone, and you're wondering what in the world just happened. Getting back with Don, talking about surrendering to God, surrendering a marriage to God, that is absolutely critical. And the one thing we talked about with counseling is that there has to be a basis. When you look for advice, when you look for counsel, like when you look for a mechanic, you want to make sure the mechanic knows what he's doing. You want to make sure that he's knowledgeable. He knows how the mechanics of the car run. Same thing with counseling and marriage. You want to make sure you have someone that has a basis from which to operate. At the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we operate from the fact that this is God-given. There is a direction, there is a right, there is a wrong. And so when you come looking for direction, you come saying, how do we make this better? Instead of just going, well, what makes you feel good? Let's get something that's concrete. Let's get something that is proven. Let's get something that will make a difference. So when you seek counsel, it's important, especially with a marriage, with a mechanic, with anything, that whoever's there knows what they're doing. The other thing is that we want to raise what marriage is. Most people in today's society, we have reduced it to just a piece of paper. It's a contract.
It's a contract.
Marriage is something more. It's deeper. It is a bond. It is a weld. When you weld two pieces of metal together, if you do it right, the weld is stronger than either piece of the metal. The metal will break before the weld will.
That's right.
That is to be married or to be wedded, to be welded together.
In fact, did you know that the Anglo-Saxon word for wedding comes from the word for welded?
Welded. Hey, it worked well then.
Yeah.
In looking at building the marriage, building a family, we need to get back to the basics. There's an old saying, you know, after a major whooping on the football field, Marty walked in and goes, gentlemen, we need to get back to the basics. And he held up and goes, gentlemen, this is a football. In some cases, we have to go back to the beginning to be able to properly structure it, to get it back to what it should be. If you've ever taken a car and run it into the ground, you have to take it apart, be able to fix what's there and put it back together. Why do we not want to do that with our marriage? Why do we not want to enhance it? Why do we not want to say, I want to make this the best it could possibly be and enjoy the ride? That's what we're talking about here this morning, is to take a marriage from something that is just a piece of paper at a courthouse with no real thing. When you get into the marriage vows, when you say take her, take him, what are the two words we say?
I do.
I think a lot of people should be saying, well, maybe. Take her? Maybe. Because that's what you do when you reduce it down to a piece of paper. There is no commitment. There is no family. So to find out what marriage truly is, go to the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Being able to seek counsel, to be able to plan out a marriage. We spend thousands and thousands of dollars planning a wedding day. Thousands of hours planning the wedding day. We were running some figures on that. Between the time you're engaged to the time of wedding, the average wedding for the church reception, dresses, tuxedos, honeymoon, and just setting up a home is between $25,000 and $40,000. $25,000 and $40,000 in one day. How much did you spend on the rest of the marriage, what the marriage is?
How much time and money do you spend on planning for the marriage? What's going to come after that wedding day? What are you spending? How much time are you planning? How much do you even know about what's going to happen after you say, I do?
What have I done?
What have I done? That's what a lot of people wake up and say, what have I done? To avoid that, Ken is absolutely right. We have got to plan for the marriage for the rest of our life. We've got to commit to marriage for the rest of our life. We've got to commit to this one person for the rest of our life. And guys, if you want to have the best marriage in this world, if you want to have the best loving wife in this world, if you want to have the best sex in this world, I'm going to tell you, you need to commit to her, to this one woman, for the rest of your life. And let her know that every day that you're planning on staying with her for the rest of your life. Now, for many women, for most women, that'll be great news. For some, they're going to take pause at that, because of how you have treated her to this point. But men, you have to commit to her. Did you know, men, that you set the tone in your family? You set the tone in your home. If you don't like what's going on in your marriage, guys, look at yourself, because you're setting the tone of what you have in your marriage. You're getting back what you're putting into it. Now, I know that's a hard pill to swallow. I know it is. But men, we've got to get back to the basics and tell the truth about what marriage is all about. Strong, healthy marriages are characterized by commitment, by effective communication, by nurturing each other. Got that, guys? Nurturing each other and following through with what we have promised. 1996, Congress made a study and came up with the conclusion that marriage is the foundation of a successful society. Now, isn't that a great Congress? But it's a truth. Marriage is an essential institution of a successful society which promotes the interest of our children. We need strong people in strong marriages. We need strong husbands and wives to make strong families for the security and the benefit of the children. And at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, if you'd like to give us a call, we're located at 3734 South Avenue, Suite C. We are one block west of Kickapoo High School. Our phone number is 417-882-6767. That's 417-882-6767. And when you call, you'll speak to a wonderful young lady there by the name of Stephanie. She'll be glad to take your call. And we'll be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to come in and talk with us, set up a time to come in and talk with us, set up an appointment to work on your marriage or work on your family. We at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute believe in strong marriages. When is the last time that you saw portrayed in a movie, on a television program, over the radio, a healthy marriage or a healthy family? Yeah, exactly my point.
The Cosbys. I had to go back a few years.
Cosby's, maybe.
Maybe.
It would depend on what you would consider a strong family. Cosby's were a wonderful portrayal of family life. But strong, healthy families. And there's not many of them. And I'm convinced that Hollywood has it all wrong. Hollywood goes for the suspense. It goes for the drama. It goes for the dysfunction. to portray the dysfunction as that which is suspenseful and that which people are really interested in. You know, I wouldn't want to go to a doctor that all he knew was dysfunction and sickness. I want to go to a doctor who knows what it's like for a person to be well, who knows what it's like for a person to be healthy, and not just focus on sickness or illness or dysfunction only. So we need people that we can talk with who knows what a strong and healthy marriage looks like and sounds like, and what a strong and healthy family looks like and sounds like, and what the benefits of living in that kind of family are.
Okay, in today's society, where are you going to find that? Well, I'll tell you where you can find it. At the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We were just talking a few minutes ago about the wedding day being $25,000 to $40,000. Parents, listen up. Are you listening out there? Who generally pays for that wedding? Dan?
The bride's parents.
The bride's parents.
Generally.
On occasion, bride and groom. Parents, if you were to invest that kind of time in one day, what would you do if you could guarantee a 95% success rate towards that marriage? What would you pay spending $25,000 to $40,000 for the day to have that marriage have a 95% success rate? Premarital counseling. Ooh, counseling word. There's that negative word
there's
again.
There's the word.
Ooh, give you the chills. Premarital counseling is not two people laying on a couch with a guy sitting behind them smoking a pipe going, what do you think about your mom? Premarital counseling is something you can give as a gift to your kids. And if you're going to spend the money on the wedding, let's make sure that wedding will last. The reason I brought up the 95% figure is 95% of the couples that go through and complete premarital counseling, where they find out really who this other person is, when they find out that, you know, this isn't just lust. This isn't just the power of what we feel, but that this is right. This is what God has brought us together. The couples that finish that have a 95% success rate over the life of the marriage, for the marriage to last.
Yeah, premarital counseling is fun. It's enthusiastic. It's exciting. It's two people who are exploring their personality styles and their temperaments and looking at their communication patterns and their conflict resolution skills and looking at financial expectations and expectations as far as sexuality. It's exploring all the issues that this couple is going to confront in the first 7 years of their marriage, but they're doing so in a very safe and nurturing environment.
These are things that are not taught in school. These are things that aren't taught in family. There are a few of us that have fantastic parents. That would go back and go, you know, there's not a thing I would do different. In today's society, there are so few examples of good, healthy marriages. And to be able to pass that information on effectively from parent to child. And in premarital counseling at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, our goal, our mission, is to start with the one person, go to the couple, go to the family. Improving each step also improves the entire community, improves the city, improves the state, improves the country. By starting from a bottom-up approach, and by looking at the beginning, planning the marriage, not just the wedding day. We have wedding planners. We can have bakers for cakes. We have tailors for the dresses, for the tuxedos. But let's plan the marriage. Let's make sure that, hey, these kids need to be together. Parents, when you're out there, this is a wonderful gift to be able to say, go in, talk, have fun, get to know each other. Make sure that this is fantastic. Get that jump start that we didn't have. Parents, are you listening? What would you do if you could give your kids the gift of a successful marriage to know that when they walk down the aisle, that's it? Would you do it? Give us a call at 882-6767, area code 417-882-6767, and find out.
Okay, we're going to take a quick news break and a couple of commercials. We'll be back in just a moment with the second half of It's a Life You've Always Wanted. You're listening to It's a Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family. Once again, here are your hosts, WK and Ken Boyce, with the second half of the program.
Oh, and good morning. Good afternoon. I'm sorry. I do apologize.
You're just back from California. You're still traveling.
I'm still traveling. I did about 3,400 miles in 48 hours, so I'm a little bit druggy. But good morning and welcome to the show. We are talking about healthy marriages. We're talking about being excited about marriage, being excited about family. Give us a call here at the studio, 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056 or star 56 on the Alltel line. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear your comments. We want to hear questions, concerns. If you're a parent out there and you're going, in the first half of the hour, I heard a little bit about this premarital thing, being able to have a 95% success rate for my kids, maybe using that as a gift. Give us a call here in the studio. Give us a call at 882-6767 there at the office, 417-882-6767.
Yeah, if you'd like a brochure on premarital counseling from the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, give us a call.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to send out a package, be able to explain more what it is. But this is something that can make a difference. Now, listen to this. We all go through our lives wanting to know, did we make a difference when we're at the end of this life? Did we make a difference? This is one way we know we did. If that marriage of our son and daughter, which we hope is successful, if it is successful and they've done a good job, that'll be passed on to their kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. You made a difference.
And did you know that we know that the way we're living our lives today, as parents and as grandparents, that our lives affect the next four generations to come? We already know that. And some are saying the next five generations, because we're living increasingly in five generations today because of the longer lifespan. Families are being tested in ways that we've not been hardly ever, because people are living longer.
Our family is approaching the five-generation mark.
Yes, it is.
Very rapidly.
Yes, it is. When you think about your marriage and your family, or perhaps the family you grew up in, and I know I've talked with people in counseling for 20 years, and they're telling me things like, this is the way I saw it done. I didn't know there was any different way to do marriage or to have a family. I know many people are turned off when we talk about healthy families because that wasn't your experience. I'm going to tell you, regardless of how you were raised in your family, regardless of what you saw modeled in your parents' marriage or their divorce, because they were divorced doesn't mean you have to be. Because they didn't get along or didn't have the communication skills or the conflict resolution skills that they needed in their marriage doesn't mean that you can't have it for yours. And it doesn't mean that you can't help your children have it for theirs. There is help. As Ken said, when we look at the end of our life, the only thing we really regret is what we didn't do, the opportunities we had that we didn't take advantage of. And what would we give as parents and grandparents and even great-grandparents to ensure that our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren have a head start to a greater, happier, and more fulfilling marriage and family? What greater gift could we give to them than to say, here, I want you to have even better than I have had, and it's okay. When we go to counseling, there's that word again, when our children go to counseling, our families need to applaud us.
Absolutely.
Counseling is a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a healing experience. It's a growing experience. Yeah, there's change involved, and sometimes change is uncomfortable. And many times change affects the whole family. But it is healthy, and it's good. Counseling is a great thing that we can be involved in.
I know a lot of them are out there going, oh, I don't know if I could go to a counselor. You seek counselors every day. You've already seen them.
Oh, absolutely.
If you learn to drive, I guarantee someone was there to teach you how to drive that car. And they're going to have to do it carefully, because that's 2,500 pounds of steel you got wielding down the road. You had someone that counseled you. That's right. They counseled you. Was that good? Absolutely. The other day when your car broke down and you're running down the highway and it just stops, and a mechanic goes, you know, it wasn't anything big. I know it seemed like it, the car stopped running, but all it was this. maybe in the points if you have an older car, because it just ran out of gas. Sometimes he goes, you didn't change the oil. You didn't take care of the car. The engine's locked up. If you've been to a mechanic, you've sought counsel. These are good things. The mechanic is able to fix it. The coach, for back in the day when you're playing ball, softball, baseball, football, it doesn't matter. Why do you have a coach? Why? Because you want to be the best. You want to succeed. You want to win. That's the reason.
And you want to work together as a team.
Absolutely. And to know how to do that, to effectively have that, to have the strategy for success, to be able to look down the field and go, you know, your opponent, which in this case is life, is doing this, this, and this to you. Change up. Here's the change up. Win. This is for you. This is your life. We all have a certain amount of time. Time is the great equalizer. Out of everything, we cannot get back our life once it's gone. Let's make it the best life available. If you're having trouble with money and you don't know why in the world the bills are piling up and everything else, find someone that will sit there and go, you know, we need to get back to the basics. Here's what money is. Here's how it works. Here's how you account for it. And give you the freedom when you're looking at your life and you go, why is it spinning out of control? Because you need direction. Let's get on course. Let's sit there and make it the best life possible. And that's what we want. That's what the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute is based in.
Absolutely.
Is to make the best life possible.
Absolutely. And there are things that come into our life that can blindside us and start spinning out of control. A lot of those are consistent, enormous stress. Or someone has died in our life, and we have grief, and we have our life, it seems like we're just out of control. We're in the middle of a whirlwind of emotion, and we can't get out of it when we lose somebody. We're grieving, and perhaps we've grieved for a year or two, and we think, when is this ever going to end? Who can I talk with? Other people who are depressed, and that feels like a heavy coat, and it's just a big black cloud hanging over your life, and it's draining every ounce of energy out of your body. And you're saying, who can I talk with? Or looking at conflict in your marriage, and this person that you have loved and have committed your life to, you've reached a point where you feel like you don't even know each other anymore, and you can't talk without screaming at each other, and the silence hurts. Who can you talk to? We have counselors, professionally trained counselors at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, who can talk with you, who can work with you, who can walk with you in your journey to healing in all of these areas, in all of these ways. But you need somebody that you can talk with. Counseling is a great thing, who can help you to heal and come back, get your life back, get your marriage back together, get your family back together, get your heart back together. It's a great thing to be able to talk with somebody who can coach us, who can train us, who can help us to take the steps we need to take.
I came across one of our clients the other day, and this client was referred by a friend, and she said, I'm not going to repeat her name, she said, you have to go, and I want you to promise me, you'll go 5 times. Make the promise. And that has made the biggest difference in her life. The other day when I ran in, this client was actually with a client of hers. And she was sitting there, and it was such a positive thing. She's sitting there going, oh yeah, I went and saw WK. It was incredible. My friend told me, and I just didn't quite know, and I went there, and I'm telling everyone now. It made a difference. Be able to call, be able to get the advice you're looking for, the direction you're looking for. These counselors that we have, the people that provide counseling, have invested hundreds and thousands of hours, thousands of dollars, learning how to be effective at what they do. Learning family systems, learning how families work, learning how different emotions can affect. And you can get all of this for just a little bit of time and a little bit of money and make a major, major difference in your life.
I want you to consider very quickly that the benefits of healthy marriages, we don't hear this much, but for you to have a healthy marriage, I want you to listen to this. For children and youth, the benefits are that they're more likely to attend college, they're more likely to succeed academically, they're physically healthier, they're emotionally healthier, they're less likely to attempt or to commit suicide, they demonstrate less behavioral problems in school, They're less likely to be a victim of physical or sexual abuse, and they're less likely to abuse drugs or alcohol. For women in healthy marriages and families, the benefit is that it's a more satisfying relationship, and they are emotionally healthier. Women are also wealthier in healthy marriages and families, and they're less likely to be victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, or other violent crimes, and they're also less likely to attempt or commit suicide, less likely to end up in poverty. They have a better relationships with their children, and they're physically healthier. And for men, men live longer in healthy marriages. All the studies are showing this, that they're physically healthier, and they are wealthier, and they increase in the stability of employment. It makes good business sense for men to have healthy marriages. They have higher wages, and they're emotionally healthier, and they have better relationships with their children. We have Jerry from Stone County here with us on the phone. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got about 2 minutes there, Jerry.
Okay. I was wondering, do you all train counselors in local churches?
We train counselors who can work in local churches. I have worked with and have a supervisee right now who has worked in a church setting and who may possibly work in a church setting again.
Mm-hmm.
But we train provision licensed professional counselors to receive their license, and then they go forward and go either into ministry or into a private practice.
Okay. Now, is there a specific material that you guys use, or do you develop your own?
Well, the counselors that we have are going to have bachelor's and master's levels at the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then to be able to come over for counseling, to be able to get a license, to be a licensed professional counselor, you have to have 3,000 supervised hours. And that's what we're there to do, is to train them, make sure that they can provide the service to be able to become licensed. And that's what we do at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute.
Yeah, and we use a variety of materials to do that. Okay. A lot of Christian materials. Certainly the Christian value system is the foundation.
Right. Right. There's some way I can get some more information on what you guys have available in that area.
Absolutely. Yeah, call 417-882-6767.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Jerry.
We've got about 1 minute left. We're all starting to look at life. We're looking at our families. We want this to be the best life. We want this to be the best family, the best city, the best country. It starts at home. It starts with you. It's your life. It's your choice. Make it a great one.
We'll see you next week.